This is not how the story was supposed to go. Barred from the tree of life, expelled from the garden, out on the curb like the trash. Living on an earth now cursed because of you, Adam, God had said. This is not how the story was supposed to go. It was the garden of life with the tree of life in the garden. And the generations, the toledoth, the history, the story of the heavens and of the earth would now only generate death. Eve was still named to be the mother of all the living, but she would have a son brought forth in pain who would show forth the first fruits of death, even murder. And his brother was named in anticipation not of the breath of life, but the passing breath of death. And so the genealogies, the toledoth, the history, would tell the sad, sad story. And Adam lived 930 years. He lived 930 years. And then he died. And Seth lived 912 years. And then he died. And Enosh lived 905 years, and then he died. There's a pattern here. God had said, let there be, and there was. Life, light, and it was good, six times good. And then God said, let us make man in our image, male and female, to fill the earth and take charge of it. And then came the seventh good. It was very good. Tov Ma'od, indeed. That's the story. Creation, goodness, life. And then free will had its one shining moment. And it all went bad. The man and the woman got what they wanted. It was good, very good, but they thought it should be better. This was the ascent of man, up, not downfall. We have a right to know, after all, both good and evil. And so they did. Life and death. And suddenly they were ashamed. Looked pretty stupid, really. The Hebrew pun is well known. They thought they'd be shrewd. Turned out they were nude. And they tried to hide their presence from the presence of the God who had made them for life. And the consequence followed quickly. Cursed be that old serpent Satan who would now take up the battle against the seed of the woman. Cursed be the ground, the Adamah, because of you, Adam. And so creation started groaning. And to the man and the woman, pain, sweat, back to the Adamah, Adam, you shall surely die, just as God had said. The wages of sin is death. Let there be life had become let there be death. And so the story continued. There were hints of a better way, the way things were intended to be. Isaiah hath foretold it in words of promise sure. A shoot will come forth from the rootstock of Jesse. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. He will judge the earth in justice and righteousness. The desert and the wilderness will rejoice and blossom. The glory of Yahweh will be revealed. The eyes of the blind will be opened. The ears of the deaf unstopped. Arise, shine. Your light has come. Let there be light. The Spirit of Lord Yahweh is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to declare freedom to the captives. Behold, I will create a new heavens and a new earth, and they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. There's the story. But my life story, your life story, still includes death. Hoffmeister and Kudis and Bowie mortuaries have a pretty secure future. Life is lived in the shadow of death, even in a pervasive culture of death, and we are helpless before it. We cannot let there be. We can only let it be. Oh, we try to control it. We try to deny it. We try to ignore it. We make our corpses up for the viewing, as they call it, as though they were still alive. Not dead. We freeze our bodies to await some sort of medical resurrection. Just one more research grant, one more new pharmaceutical, and we can eat what we want, live where we want. The waters are rising. Just a few more years, maybe even wind and sea will obey us. And then come the earthquakes and the tornadoes and the famines and the floods, and even a simple foot of snow in St. Louis brings a paranoid city to its knees. The shelves at Schnucks bereft of the staples of life. We just have to let it be. But God is a God who says, let there be light from above. Anothen tophos. And the light was the life of the world. Light from above. Light for our world. Laser focused on the mission of Christ. The Creator was at it again. Now come as Redeemer. Come from above. Come into our hall of death to breathe for us our poisoned air, to drink for us that dark despair that strangled our reluctant breath. He anticipated the first fruits. Go tell John what you have seen and heard. The eyes of the blind are open, the ears of the deaf unstopped. To the poor belongs the kingdom of God. The good news is preached to them. Who is this that even wind and sea obey him? Bread and fish multiply for the multitudes. Wedding wine in abundance. The mountains will drip sweet wine, Amos had said. He has done all things well. Good. Tov Ma'od, indeed. But first, there is death. That was the plan and the story, too. For there to be an end to death, there must be a final death, a once-for-all death, a death that destroys death. And God said, yes, let there be death. Christ has come. Christ has died. This was the story. It was the curse of sin, the wages of sin, the judgment on sin. We could not do it. We cannot do it. We can only let it be. But Jesus was God's let there be, a once for all death, A horrible death, even death on the tree, but made most horrible, and yet on a Friday we dare to call good, because it was for the sins of the whole world, for every man, woman, and child, and for the earth too, cursed because of the man. And yes, he died for you. It was a somber and a sober moment that shook the very creation. Earthquakes, tombs, and then the silence of the grave in a garden. Would God let that be the end of the story?